In the homilies of St. Peter Chrysologus, one sees the application in action, and in particular in preaching intended for ordinary people, of several of the methods of exegesis that we've been reflecting on, borrowing from Origen and from Cassian. Chrysologus is another two generations removed from the time of Eucharius of Lyon. And what one finds here is the pastoral application of the kind of imagery that we've seen. Notice what he does in Sermon 147, and I invite you to read these two homilies and enjoy them. They're really beautiful examples of both of brevity and at the same time a willingness to use a symbolic interpretation of the scriptures in a way that helps people understand the biblical text better. He uses, for example, the tradition of Noah's covenant, Noah's example representing God's ongoing love of the world. Abraham called forth from the heathen world, who was then favored with divine gift, and then finally Jacob. And there's a kind of a culmination here in the image of Jacob's struggle with God. This is a reflection of God's love. Suddenly, Jacob's experience reveals to us something of who this is with whom covenant had already been made through Noah and through Abraham. In the paragraph on Jacob, God comforted Jacob by a dream during his flight, roused him to combat on his return, and encircled him with a wrestler's embrace. Here, Chrysologus is, in a kind of allegorical way, interpreting Jacob's fighting with the angel as God's inexorable embrace of the soul. God is reaching around to teach us, literally, he says, not to be afraid of the author of the conflict, but to love him. So he drops down two paragraphs later to describe the flame of divine love that enkindles human hearts and its intoxication that overflows into our senses. We are, he says, wounded by love. That's a phrase that comes from the Song of Songs. It's a favorite of Origen's in that section that we did not look at in detail of Origen, having to do with the wound of love, with the notion of eros as legitimate language. Origen comments on and emphasizes this idea of the wound of love at the heart of human and especially of Christian experience. The law of love is concerned with what will be. We long to see what does not yet exist. Dropping down to the next homily, a Sermon 160. This is a kind of meditation on the Feast of the Epiphany, on the Magi discovering God present in a human body. He takes the example of the Magi coming to adore Christ, and also the symbolic meaning of these three gifts, incense for God, gold for the king, myrrh for the one who is to die. He is symbolically, allegorically interpreting these gifts in a way that becomes standard throughout the tradition afterwards, although it was becoming already standard in his own day. He's not originating this interpretation. And what one finds is that he takes the multiple mysteries of the feast of the coming of the three kings, of the transformation of wine to water at Cana, and also of Christ's baptism, which are all part of the great solemnity of Epiphany. All of these three miracles are held together. And for him, this meditation on Epiphany is an opportunity for us to understand both the covenants, but also the sacraments. And he provides the classical understanding, or a kind of, if you will, mystical understanding of Cana at the very end as consisting of the water transformed into wine is now a prefiguring of the wine which is the sacrament, and Christ who then offers himself to us in the sacrament. So there is a mystical, a kind of an allegorical and typological level of interpretation taking place in these homilies, which are intended for ordinary people, that allows us to see how the principles of spiritual exegesis that have been articulated by the authors at whom we've looked so far are being applied in the context of pastoral practice by this great bishop. It might also be noted that his homilies are remarkable for their brevity. He is not overburdening the people of God. These homilies are wonderfully succinct and could therefore be a good model for preachers today.